Avant-garde. A man slouches before a unicolored canvas with the perplexity of a stumped technician gaping at the unremittingly blank screen of a television. He adjusts his stance, a double antenna in search for reception. Its artist has spread the blackest paint, probably in fistfuls with her bare hands, until every inch was filled or emptied with dark. A negation of art, spouts a museum curator, but by now our guy has stopped listening. Maybe the artist felt a wound deserves a close-up. The threaded color of sutures, dark stitches laid down like train tracks across a forehead. Maybe she wants answers, but isn't getting any. She's in the tomb on Good Friday before the stones rolled back. Or maybe it's feminine, like pantyhose or the womb. Something about birth or death, that dark hound curled up at her feet. Could be she is a black lab and just really likes her dog. Or it's a view from inside a chamber of the heart that has sealed itself off. Or it's cancer. Maybe she's ruptured and knows firsthand what a rip looks like, having watched the whole of herself stretching even wider. It's possible she's been jilted and has an axe to grind, and that this is a portrait of her ex, that anatomical hole himself. Perhaps it's a memory of being kissed. Kissed well. The lashes on a smolder-eyed man. Maybe it's motherhood. The charred casserole. Smudges across the leather in the back seat of her car, the sugary space a first lost tooth creates. Maybe the money's gone and she's got kids in college. Maybe she's divorced and this is the hue of lost custody. Maybe it's the bald spot in the ozone and she wants her climate back. What if she's painted sacrifice, the gap plowed into Adam's side to create a second life, the rib removed from a girl named Eve to create a wasp-like waist? Maybe it's an unfilled cavity or the huge open pores on her dentist's nose. Perhaps something very personal occurred here. Steamrolled asphalt, a star-scrubbed sky. Either she wants to say nothing or to say too much. Either her world keeps ending or it's always beginning. Whatever it is, the man's face awakens with what looks like an answer. Taking two steps back in his trainers, he reaches into his jeans for a ballpoint pen, a moment of light before this work, and inks onto his hand, "Buy eggs."